Mushroom top.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph, and we are still joined in studio by one of our favorites, Chef du jour. Is that a thing? I don't know. Chef Dave Heidi of Liliana's. Charlie's on Main and the very fantastic Pay What You Can, Little John's. Look them up on the Facebook.
Yes, all morning show, ask our chef. And no question is a stupid question. You know, I don't cook at all. So X-Man is asking a great question on our Insta story. Chef Dave, pecan pie or pumpkin pie?
Man, I am 100% pecan pie. Like, ooh, that's just the way I go.
But those are fighting words for Jackson.
I own a New Orleans restaurant, so like pecans are like way big there. So
yes.
Like,
My husband loves
pecan pie.
My opinion, pecan pie is just nuts.
Well, here's the problem, though. You got to do the right pecan pie. So like, we do a chocolate bourbon pecan pie, and that is
fun.
So you do like chocolate on the bottom, and you mix a ton of bourbon in with your pecan filling, and it makes this like really awesome. Like, you could even use Jack Daniels hypothetically.
Hey,
if
there you go,
nice
Jackson.
I actually have a recipe on that as well. All right, you take your bourbon and you take all the other ingredients for pecan pie. You throw the majority of those in the garbage, and you just drink the bourbon.
Are there any myths to pie baking, though, throughout your years? Any tips that you can give somebody?
Like, if someone's making a pie for the first time and they want to do it from scratch because people are insane.
Instead of just buying it from the store.
Yeah, which is, I mean, they do a fantastic job at your local bakery. What would you tell them?
My biggest thing is the pie dough. You know, all the frozen ones aren't that great. And the ones from the grocery stores tend to be really, like, dry.
Yes.
So what I like a really moist, like, pastry crust. And so the key for that is get your butter ice cold. So cube it, get it ice cold, put it in the fridge. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to activate the gluten, and you don't want to melt all the little packets of butter. Those packets of butter are what give you a really flaky pastry crust.
But how's it, when you're mixing it up, though, doesn't that make it harder to mix with
two forks, small cubes, get it in your fridge as cold as you can, use two forks, and just keep scraping it apart until you get these nice little packets that look like little, like, smaller than a pea.
Like
butter crystals. Ooh. And then don't overfold your dough. Don't overmix it, because that'll give you a tough dough.
Thank you
so
for that.
Flaky, moist, and crumbly, and you get all that from cold, cold butter, and don't overmix your dough.
Woo!
Couple drops of water.
Chef Dave Heidi, these are great tips.
Just like on Thanksgiving with your uncle that brings up politics, be like the butter. Stay chill.
Stay chill.
Stay chill.
Stay chill. Perfect.